On a cool, windy day, some 165 cardinals concelebrated the liturgy, together with the dean of the College of Cardinals, German Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who presided the funeral mass. Hundreds of thousands of faithful, including many from the Pope's homeland, Poland, turned out to say an unforgettable farewell to the Holy Father. More than 200 heads of state and government and hundreds of foreign dignitaries attended the liturgy. As the Pope's simple Cyprus coffin was carried out of St. Peter's Basilica and onto the steps in front of the altar facing the square, the crowds erupted in applause. And though it was a solemn liturgy, it was one full of joy and hope. For Pope John Paul, death, of course, was not an end, but a new beginning.
It was the suffering and death of Christ that displayed the works of God most eloquently. By his paschal mystery, Jesus won for us our salvation. Suffering and death, when accepted with love and offered with trust to God, become the key to eternal victory, the triumph of life over death, the triumph of life through death.
In his homily, Cardinal Ratzinger looked back on the life of Karol Wojtyła and the Pope's absolute devotion to Christ. Christ's words, "Follow me," ran throughout the homily, a calling that Cardinal Ratzinger said Pope John Paul took up without question to the very end.
L'amore di Cristo fu la forza dominante.
The love of Christ was the dominant force in the life of our beloved Holy Father. Anyone who ever saw him pray, who ever heard him preach, knows that. Thanks to his being profoundly rooted in Christ, he was able to bear a burden which transcends mere human abilities, that of being the shepherd of Christ's flock, his universal church. In the first years of his pontificate, still young and full of energy, the Holy Father went to the very ends of the earth, guided by Christ. But afterwards, he increasingly entered into the communion of Christ's suffering. Increasingly, he understood the truth of the words, "Someone else will fasten a belt around you." And in this very communion with the suffering Lord, tirelessly and with renewed intensity, he proclaimed the gospel, the mystery of that love which goes to the end. In his last book, he wrote, "The limit imposed upon evil is ultimately divine mercy." And reflecting on the assassination attempt, he said, "In sacrificing himself for us all, Christ gave a new meaning to suffering, opening up a new dimension, a new order, the order of love. It is the suffering which burns and consumes evil with the flame of love and draws forth even from sin a great flowering of good." Impelled by this vision, the Pope suffered and loved in communion with Christ. And that's why the message of his suffering and his silence proved so eloquent and so fruitful.
But Cardinal Ratzinger said the Holy Father found the purest expression of divine mercy in the Mother of God.
He, who at an early age had lost his own mother, loved his divine mother all the more. Totus tuus, and from the mother he learned to conform himself to Christ. None of us can ever forget how in that last Easter Sunday of his life, the Holy Father, marked by suffering, came once more to the window of the Apostolic Palace and one last time gave his blessing, urbi et orbi. We can be sure that our beloved Pope is standing today at the window of the Father's house, and he sees us and blesses us.
E ci benedice. Sì.
I'm Tracy McClure.